Hi, I'm Jane, and this is Fran, and we're from KTWH Radio here in Two Harbors, and we're visiting the Farm Fest today and seeing if we can get some comments from some of the people who have stands here. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Bianca at Little Chili Farm.
Bianca?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have garlic braids and cucumbers today.
When did you get started with this, Bianca?
We've been growing garlic for about 9 years on our farm.
What is special about growing garlic? What does it take?
It's an easier crop to grow. We put it in the fall, and then we harvest in the summer. So it's a lower maintenance crop, which we like.
And I'm looking at this. I've heard in the past that there are a couple of different varieties of garlic. Are there?
Yeah, there are many varieties of garlic. We are mostly growing hardnecks now and purple stripes specifically because we just find that they are quite productive for us.
What is the garlic that grows the scape? Is that
hardnecks? Yeah. Okay. Yep. So those need to be removed earlier in the season when you see them curling. In order for the bulb to develop more, yeah.
So when did you get involved with the Farm Fest, with the Farm Trail? I mean, it's what made you want to do that?
We've been talking about it with some of our farmer neighbors for a few seasons now that it would be a good idea to get together and have a group doing farm stands together. So, yeah, it just materialized this season, and, yeah, we've been with it since it started out, so.
That's okay. We're getting some good ambient sound here with your little motorcycle. Great. Well, it's really nice to meet you. Do you have any plans for diversifying it at some point? Are you going to, you think, staying with the garlic? And I see you've got cucumbers as well.
Yeah, we're growing in a high tunnel for the first time this year, too. So cucumbers and tomatoes and melons and other hot season crops. So, yeah, there'll be more coming in the future.
And I like what you said. You call them hot season crops.
Yeah. The things that really, like, we struggle with in a short season here, we can get more production out of in the high tunnel.
Sure. Well, look, it's really nice meeting you. Do you have any other comments about the background of, like, your farm? Have you been on your farm for a while?
We've been there for 9 years as well, yeah. And our original garlic seed stock came from just a mile down the road from Judy Peterson.
Oh, interesting.
And she was the original garlic lady in our neighborhood. And so we're continuing her generations of garlic.
That's really great to hear that legacy and that's being continued.
Yeah.
I mean, that's wonderful for the community, and it must be really fun for you.
Yeah, and it's... It's acclimated to our climate very well over the 20 years that she had been growing it there. So, yeah, it's meant for growing in our climate now.
Well, all the best for the rest of the season. It was really nice meeting you.
Thanks.
And hope you have a great day. This is a really fun place to be today on the festival.
Yeah.
Okie doke. Thank you.
Thanks.